for someone, for some. I remember, I know Mary Tyler Moore just passed, but I remember years and years ago when she was grieving because her only son, some say a suicide, some say an accident, but he passed. And she was in her grief, and of course the media has their microphones in her face, and asked her about how she felt. And of course, in her grief, she made the statement, "I don't believe in God. I killed my son." Grief causes us to do some strange things, to believe some strange things sometimes until we get our bearings. But some come away from the death of a loved one saying, "God doesn't even exist," or "God doesn't care. If he would have done this or that, if he would have saved my loved one, then he would have cared. But my loved one died, so he doesn't care." A woman approached an evangelist by the name of J.W. McGarvey one time. J.W. McGarvey wrote his great commentary just after the Civil War. It tells you how long ago it was. He died in the early 1900s. And this woman came up to me and said, came up to him and said, "Where was God when my son died?" She was pounding on his chest. She was angry because of this. He answered her wisely, I thought. He said to her, "In the same place he was when his son was hanging on the cross. That's where he was." People draw some wrong conclusions because their prayer seemingly isn't answered with regard to sickness and death. She needed some facts, just like we do sometimes. God cannot contradict himself. Sometimes we want, when we pray, for God to contradict himself. We studied this morning and have in time past. "And as it is appointed of the men once to die, and after this, the judgment." I want you to think of the implications of a planet full of people who have been here 6,000, 5,000, 4,000, 3,000, 2,000 years. How packed we would be on this planet. There wouldn't be enough food. There wouldn't be any blessing. But yet we pray, and we should. We should always pray for those of us around us to be healed. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. We should pray for those that are ill. But it is appointed unto men once to die. That is one of those walls that you run into when you're thinking, "Did God answer my prayer?" God cannot contradict himself. He is the one that has made it so that we die. You know, Methuselah lived 969 years old, died the year of the flood. I wonder if we should be looking around for him. No, God said, men are going to die. And so we have to deal with God's absolutes on these things. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, we are reminded that unto dust shalt thou return. You're going to die. It's something that's been from the very beginning. And we need to remember that. If God decides that, this would be violating my word, then we ought to say, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." We ought to remember that there are some things that God cannot do because they are against his word and his will. Your loved one is going to die. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 5, and I want you to see it in print. This is God's word, a record of what happened those first few centuries of man's existence. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. "And the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. Notice it, the next phrase. And he died. The very first man died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years. And he died. You can read about Cainan. It's going to say in verse 11, and he died. You can read about Mahalalel, and you're going to read in verse 14, and he died. And all the way down to Noah, which is what this covers, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and he died. And he died, and he died. We get the point. A whole chapter just right there telling us that this is what God has for every man. There are some exceptions. We can talk about the exception of Enoch and of Elijah and some others, but every other one, save Jesus Christ himself, has died, except for we who populate the planet now. God cannot contradict himself. Your loved one is going to die. The tree of life is not on this planet anymore. It's between the rivers. They're in paradise waiting for us. We cannot partake of it now to live forever. God sometimes extends life, but only for a while. We remember Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. He became sick unto death, and he cried out to God, and God sent a prophet to tell him that he has 15 more years. 15 more years. You see, this time was during a time of crisis in the southern kingdom. The armies were coming, and the city was in danger. And Hezekiah worried about the city. What's going to become of it if I'm not here to be the king over this people? And God said, all right, 15 more years. I wonder if Hezekiah thought it was worth it. After all was said and done, Hezekiah had a son by the name of Manasseh. And he was born in this 15-year period. And Manasseh was a king for 60 years in the southern kingdom. And the streets of Jerusalem ran red with blood. He was the awfulest, bloodiest king that Judah ever had. I wonder if Hezekiah thought better of it after that happened. And you know, his 15-year lifespan only delayed for a time the coming of the armies surrounding Jerusalem. So he might as well have gone that 15 years before. He might as well have. You know, you're not going to live forever. Hezekiah learned that. Manasseh, 60 years of bloodshed, destruction of Jerusalem, only slightly delayed. Sometimes we don't remember this other one fact, that death is mercy. Death is merciful. In fact, without death, we have no hope. No death, there is no heaven. There would be no place for us to go if we don't even have to die in order to get there. That place where there is a place prepared for the Christian, that place where there are things that are unsullied, that place where we can see Jesus as he is, that place where there is no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow, that place you have to die to get to. There isn't any other way. God can sometimes change his own will, but that's the will of God for the majority of us. We're going to have to die to get there. No cross, that's death, you know. No cross, no forgiveness. Death is merciful. It's merciful sometimes for people who have a rough time in this life. If they're ready to go, sometimes it's best that they go. That's a simple fact of life. I don't know if it bums anyone out, but it's a fact that some people are looking forward to going on, and should. This is not a paradise we live in here. The paradise is to come, and we should long for it. I remember statements by the Apostle Paul who said, it's better for me to be here with you, but I want to go on. He had the scars to show you. The scars of the beatings. The scars of the stoning. He was ready to go. But just for you, just for me, just for those he was around in his day, he says it's better that I be here now. But he was ready to go. At one point he said, I finished my course. I have kept the faith. And he was waiting for that crown of life. Sometimes it's just academic for us. Oh yes, we agree. For some of us, death is better. But it's better for someone else's family, right? It's better for someone else over in another town. We need these people. We cry out when our loved one looks like it's time. We cry out, Lord, leave him here. We need them. But the other people in the other town, well, I agree. It'd be better for most people to go on. We need to realize facts for ourselves. Sometimes God says no. I'm not saying not to pray for healing. I believe in divine healing. I don't believe there's any other kind. That if it's healing, God put it there. If I have a burn on my hand, it's almost gone now. But God healed that. Not miraculously, but God healed it. Because he put that power in the human body to regenerate itself. All healing is divine healing. But God says no. It doesn't mean he doesn't answer prayer. In fact, if he doesn't answer prayer, let's go home. Because everything we're doing here is vanity. Because we fall into sin. And sin must be prayed for. And we must expect that God, that he answers prayer in order to have our sins forgiven. It doesn't mean he doesn't exist. That's absurd. Sometimes people come to the conclusion, well, I asked for a pony when I was young, and I never did get my pony. I probably didn't ask whether your parents could afford it or whether they could feed it or anything else. And we come to the conclusion, God didn't hear, therefore God must not exist. God doesn't, our prayer doesn't look like it's answered, it doesn't mean that he doesn't care. Look at all the other things that he's done for you. He sent his son. He left you a legacy back down through the ages that you could read about the family of God through down through the years. We'll pick up this book, this blood-soaked book that people died in order to get it to you. Come to the conclusion that God doesn't exist or that he doesn't care. We ought not do that. So let's say our prayers. Do what we can. Visit when we can. If someone needs medical care, get them to medical care when we can. And then say, it's in God's hands. Because indeed it truly is. And we ought to always say, thy will be done. Remember what he said about death. We're all going to die. And we don't get to choose when. It may be as a 20-year-old drinking alcohol for the first time. It may be as a young mother or a young father supporting a family. We don't know what it is. It's a tragedy when it happens, but things happen because this is a wild and woolly earth. I told you this before, and it still astounds me that I know two people. Both of my sisters knew people that died in train wrecks, crossing a railroad track in their cars, being where they shouldn't be in the middle of the night. Died in an instant. You never know. The important thing is that you be ready. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, what? After this, the judgment. Are you ready for the judgment? Are you covered by the blood? Have you been baptized for the remission of your sins? Have you asked God for forgiveness for those sins? Have you repented? It may be that you need spiritual help this evening. It may be that you need to obey the gospel. And if we can assist you in that obedience, won't you come up here right now as we stand and as we sing?